lots of ground to cover today, but that's pretty much the usual. It's Thursday. The Doug Steffen Good Day. Welcome to another Great American Day as we see it. We being Doug Steffen and Roberta Fasanelli, who is here to spend time with me as Jennifer and Richie are gone this week. We'll be joined later by Andrea Metcalf, who is also a charming respondent to the question, what's going on? What's new, baby? What's happening? And hello to Portland and Pittsburgh and Sacramento and Cincinnati and Cleveland and Salt Lake City and San Antonio and Kansas City and Bullhead City. Ever been in Bullhead City?
Bullhead City? No, yeah. I haven't.
Do you know where it is? What state it's in, even?
Bullhead City. I am going to guess Wyoming?
Cheyenne's in Wyoming.
Okay.
Bullhead City is in Arizona.
Arizona. Okay, I'm going to be out in Arizona next week.
Arizona. Yes, Roberta is going to ford the rapids, climb every mountain, cross every stream, and try to find a mountain that she can climb. Actually, I think there have been. Haven't there been a contest like this, kind of like a triathlete?
Climb every mountain.
Sorry, I brought that up.
Ford every stream.
What would you like to...
Ford the Colorado River.
That's what you're going to do.
That was fast, Mike. Wow, I'm impressed.
No sinking allowed, only swimming allowed. Today is August 11th, and a month from today, and probably the week before that, the build-up to what we need to be thinking about when it comes to September 11th, 2001. I have on a T-shirt today that came from 2001. I'm going to stand up for the camera. For those of you who are watching the streaming video at DougSteffen.com, I went to, and I just remembered this, as if I haven't seen this T-shirt for years. It's buried someplace.
Don't you love it when that happens?
I went to an event, Walt Disney World, a golf classic. Somebody invited me to go.
You went to a Walt Disney World golf classic.
Right.
That's about the most unlikely spot for you to be.
It was. But it was the only thing I could find that brings me back to 2001. And I knew that I wanted to start talking about what we are going to do or what we ought to be thinking about because today is a month prior
to that
acknowledgement. And we can all remember where we were.
We were all on the air.
We were on the air. Yeah, we sure were. And I'm not going to do any of that on the air. I don't want to talk.
Not replay it?
Nope. Not going to do any of that. I'm still kind of thinking about what might be a good idea. There are a number of different things. There are those who will sensationalize it, that will travel all over the place. I'm still debating whether we ought to do the program from New York that day. That thought has crossed my mind. But, you know, everybody, you know, what I don't want to do is what everybody else is doing. I never want to do what everybody else is doing. So I've got to think about what it is that will have the most impact for people around the country and be sensitive to what it is that, you know, families. There's going to be a lot of emotion. There's tremendous emotion attached to this.
Oh, my goodness.
A lot of radio programs are going to interview local firemen and
it's probably
military.
Going to start like several days beforehand.
Yeah, it'll be, I don't even know, what day of the week is September 11th? I think it's a Friday, isn't it?
Oh,
Michael, look that up for me.
September 11th is a Sunday.
Oh, all right. So then that's, we'll have, the build-up will build that whole week then.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll be talking about this sort of thing on the air. And, yeah, there ought to be a tribute section someplace. Facebook pages will do that. The thing that sort of I will count on you, because you're in New York City, Roberta, and you'll be back from your trip by then.
Yep.
It is a tragedy that's for all of our country to contemplate. But the people who were closer to New York City certainly felt the impact of September 11th much more dramatically.
Oh, my goodness. You could smell it for 3 months.
Yeah.
You could smell it was in the air.
Yep.
And that plume of smoke that came up straight and then went sideways.
Yeah.
My gosh, I think the plume was at least 4 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. It was constantly there.
Yep.
It wasn't just it happened and it was over. It was, And the city was a remarkable place immediately after.
Oh, wasn't it, huh? Yeah.
Because I remember going in, as soon as transportation unfroze, because I was out on Long Island when it happened, and everything froze. You couldn't go anywhere for 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And I remember when I went into the city, and I got out of Penn Station, took the train and got out of Penn Station, and I'm standing right at the intersection of 6th Avenue and 34th Street, right where, Macy's is and Penn Station, and that's right down from the whole area of Times Square. And I remember walking out and stopping, and I'm saying, something is different. Yep. What is different? Mm. And the difference was the absolute silence.
Quiet.
Nobody was talking. No horns were blaring. It was like somebody had just put this blanket over the city, and everybody was completely silent. And you know how New Yorkers kind of jostle each other? I mean, you'll bump into people, and you don't even bother saying, excuse me, because it's just part of life.
New York.
You'll even have little cars will bump into each other. It's like, unless it's a major crash, you just keep going. It's not like you go out and look at your bumper, and it's like, okay.
Who cares?
It's part of life in New York. Nobody was touching each other. Mm-hmm. Everybody was so respectful of everybody else's space. It's like nobody wanted to do anything that could possibly even remotely add to the tragedy that had just happened. It was incredible. And it lasted for about, I'd say, a month.
Mm-hmm.
It lasted. And then very slowly, things got back to the chaotic mess that New York City is.
Right. New York is New York.
New York is New York. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But it was really incredible to see, and like I said, the smell was there for months.
Yeah.
It was in the air. It was like a burning electrical smell that didn't go away.
Well, because you're a New Yorker, a lifelong New Yorker, you're closer
lifetime.
To it. You'll be a big part of what we do that week, as you're a big part of everything that we do.
I'm just big.
Yes, right. Well, no, you've lost 50 pounds.
That's right, not so much anymore.
Yeah. So anyway, I think maybe one of the things I was thinking about is visiting the world of pop music that day. What were the big songs just before September 11th and just after September 11th? Part of, again, remembering and putting it into perspective. But I'm just sort of talking out loud here as we think about what the
Even
right
movies.
Thing is. Yeah.
What were the movies then?
And I would ask you, I mean, we can reflect upon it at any time. 800-510-8255. What's an appropriate way in your mind to acknowledge, remember, and be respectful to the memory of those who lost their lives that day, to all the activity, to the support, to the way the country was. And then looking forward, I believe, certainly in my lifetime, in terms of national events, this is more important than anything, more important than Vietnam, which certainly shaped a lot of what was going on in my youth. And then some of the other subsequent things, the resignation of Nixon and stuff like that. But this really has impacted us all and will continue. And it has, frankly, I would like to find some way that we could counter this, to turn, because the last 10 years of this country's history have been not good. I think that's putting it mildly. The country has fallen, stumbled, and not really recovered well from this. So, all the people that look around and you say we have to go to war to do this, that, the other thing. That's, in my mind, nonsense. We have been attacked. They won, in a sense. They didn't knock us out, they didn't kill us, but they have had an impact on our lives that has seen so dramatic a change in our country. The stuff at the airports is an example, but the suspicions that people feel about others, maybe for legitimate reasons and maybe not. Most of the time, it's not for legitimate reasons. And yet we have these fears, and the news media builds more fear. That's why I refuse to talk about, play any of the audio, reference the events of September 11th in the sense that they do nothing but more push us into that fear zone. And we need to be thinking about it. Somebody sent me a note earlier today. I feel leadership in our country has fallen dramatically since then. This fellow asked a question which I think is extraordinarily important. Where are the Washingtons, Jeffersons, and Hancocks that put this country together? We need leadership that can lead. We need leadership that isn't encumbered with reciprocal agreements and compromise, i.e., all the money that comes in. These people are looking for $1 billion. Each party, Democratic National Committee, Republican National Committee, said they're going to try to raise $1 billion for the campaign next year. That is not Washington, Jefferson, and Hancock.
First of all, you have to remember that people like Jefferson, these people were farmers.
Yeah.
These were very modest men who were farmers. They just happened to be natural leaders and had a great idea.
Where are the natural leaders now? Who is a natural leader?
We thought Obama might have been, and I thought, and I'm kind of losing a bit of faith as well.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I think his leadership skills are.
Yeah.
He has none. He has no experience. He's
overwhelmed. I think he's overwhelmed.
He doesn't have a clue. Right. Yeah. He has not a clue. Anyway, somebody asks, should we relive 9/11 every year? And my answer to that is no. That's why we're not going to do it here. I will not do that. It's become predictable. What do we learn from it? What do you get out of it? Nothing. All right. So there are ideas fluttering around. Help yourself to any means that you want to communicate, either Facebook or email doug@dougstefan.com or 800-510-8255. Here's a listen up to men and women.
I'm listening.
This is an announcement that is part of a million bottle giveaway. Gentlemen, you ought to know by now how important it is to take care of your prostate health. Your prostate can affect urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy. So here's an opportunity. Don't wait. See your doctor for a checkup and start taking Master Prostate Formula. It's something that I take. I know. I've been talking about this. Actually, there are a number of these products have been around for years. This is the best one that I've taken. I know that it works. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function to help you get a really good night's rest. This, by the way, it's an all-natural product. Here's the best part. You can try it free with the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. You pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your free bottle is on its way. One limit, there's a limit, I guess, of one per household. Support your restful sleep. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try Master Prostate now free. This is something that won't last forever. Why don't you get it while you can? 800-716-6520. Toll free.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $2 on Iams dog food and 4 to 6.1 pound bags, including two new natural formulas from Iams. Simple and Natural with no meat byproducts, and Sensitive Naturals, an alternative protein diet. Don't miss this great Iams deal, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Oh. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false, Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
800-510-8255. Where are the leaders? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't admit. No woman be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
I noticed that I might have heard a little bit of a ksh before you came and got on the air with us. Did you wash your hands? No. Okay, good. Moving on. Just checking.
So, the lesson for all you boys and girls listening at home
is
to make sure you are not like your Uncle Dougie, and after you flush, make sure you wash your hands.
That boy is a P-I-G pig.
Oh, actually, you know who gave the shortest inauguration speech in history? Anybody know? George Washington. Just a couple of minutes long. Yes, a few minutes. That was it. Which, that makes sense. Because remember George Washington? Couldn't tell a lie, right? Huh? Why don't you take the lies and the phony promises? Good night, everybody!
This is not a political program, as you know. I'm not... Somebody asked me earlier, though... because the first 2 hours of me being on the air from 4 until 6 every morning, East Coast time, before we do the Good Day program, is aimed at summarizing. It's a kind of unique program called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And it sort of gets all the politics and the anger and the frustration and the usual stuff that's on most of the news talk stations, Roberta, out of my system, so that I don't follow that lead here with more of that stuff, because I want the day to be good. I want people to think about...
Positively.
I want you to think about what you can master today. I want us to be masters. There are lots of options. We have a world that's full of communication. Look at the heavens have fallen or opened, if you will, in England because of the social media. They opened in the Middle East because of the social media. And sooner or later, they've opened certainly here, but they haven't been used the same way. I think sooner or later they will be used that way. It just is because people are just, everybody, no matter what their stripes, are reflecting an anger, a disappointment, a fear, whatever it is. So my job is here dealing with reality somewhat, but thinking about what are the options. And you got to think about being true to yourself. Think about what your options are. We could all say, all right, we're moving to Canada. But that doesn't fix the problem here. I say that sort of facetiously, but a lot of people are. You know, the real estate values in Canada up about a third in the last 2 years because people are coming from America to buy property in Canada to get the hell out of America. Do you know that? The number of people. And Canada is no... Canada is a beautiful place. It's colder. It gets colder faster there, unless you're out like sort of near Seattle, that area around Victoria, and Vancouver is beautiful. But it just it doesn't solve our problem here. Can we? Is the question. And sometimes you get around the news media and what it has created, and some of the talk media folks and what they've created, and you wonder, Is there anybody anywhere, any place that has any brains anymore? And that was the reference to Washington and Jefferson and Hancock. They didn't have, I mean, they had certain, the best education probably you could get at the time, but they were self like Lincoln. And most of the people that came along, even through, I would say, until we got to Woodrow Wilson, I mean, there were some pretty flat presidents in there for sure. But since Woodrow Wilson, people say, all right, who were the great presidents? Calvin Coolidge certainly wasn't. Herbert Hoover wasn't. Some people say FDR was, but his ideas have created some of the problems that exist today. But at least he and the people around him sort of got things going. I didn't like his socialistic tendencies. I don't like a lot of the programs that were started then. But then you get off, Harry Truman was actually quite a good president. And Eisenhower was quite a good president, and Kennedy was quite a good president. After that, though, LBJ was a horrible president. Horrible. And Nixon, oh, he had strong points, but, you know, he wasn't a person for all the people. Where is the guy who's been the person for all the people?
Yeah.
Like it or not, Clinton comes closest to that in Reagan. Reagan and Clinton were actually a lot alike. And they were.
Well, as far as relating to the general public and the American people, yes. I think their politics were diametrically different.
Different, but they were both affable, likable guys, and you would have liked to have seen them around for a third term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it really boils down to, especially when you give them the options of what we have had. Oy. So let's all become leaders. Let's all get closer to leadership. Shall we think that way? Let's think leadership. 28 past on Good Day.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Jeffrey Bean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior string tees, now two for $24. And all nine-piece set ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Over 50% of U.S. households have at least one member of the family with sensitive skin. And many of those people avoid using fragrance products, including laundry detergent. However, sensitive skin sufferers no longer need to sacrifice scent when it comes to fresh, clean laundry with the introduction of a new product. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
As a mom, I'm always looking for products that are good to use with my family's sensitive skin. I started using a great new detergent, Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent. It's the first scented detergent clinically tested for sensitive skin and is gentle enough to use on all of your family's clothes. It has a skin-friendly fresh scent and is dermatologist-tested, hypoallergenic, and even has the added benefits of baking soda to help remove tough dirt and odors. What I love most is that we don't have to sacrifice scent for sensitivity and can get the smell of fresh, clean laundry throughout our home.
For more information about Arm & Hammer Sensitive Skin Plus Scent, visit armandhammer.com.
I've got my arm and my hammer. How about you, Roberta?
I have mine, too.
Let's make them. We'll make
bang
them
it together.
We'll get everybody together here. Half past the hour.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money. participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Video at DougStephan.com. I'm Doug Stephan. Richie's off this week. Roberta Fasanelli helping me through the morning, and that oftentimes is it's a big job, trying to keep me focused, keep me on track. One of the things I love to do, especially on a beautiful sunshiny morning like I have here on the East Coast, Roberta's got a great sunshiny morning.
Oh, gorgeous.
We do here. It's in early August. Well, actually, we're almost in mid-August. A month from now, it'll be hard to go jump in the pool and be comfortable because imagine that we're already into thinking about September and the fall.
Back to school. Yeah. Some kids are going back to school next week.
All right, let's get some good news.
It's good news week.
One of the things that has become an anecdotal benefit to the downgrading of our numbers, the S&P downgrade, is having the price of oil and gas products go down about 24, 25 cents. And I don't mean to take the good news out of the good news, but when you think about where it is now, the average around the country about 270 something or other, and the experts say it'll go down into the 340s. But when you look at the price, the speculators have done all this. The speculators have done terrible damage to the economy. That's one of the problems that we have in the economic system that we have, these speculators that run rampant and push the cost of things up beyond their natural value. And, you know, the old story about it's worth whatever anybody will pay for it. Yeah, I suppose. But then when it comes back down to where it is now, it's $80 a barrel in the low 80s, I think. And traditionally, if you look at the price and how the cost of a barrel of oil reflects at the pump, it ought to be down around 280.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere between 240 something and 280 something, instead of almost a buck a gallon higher than that. Do you realize how much you're being got? Wait till the profits come out of the big oil companies. Although I noticed yesterday, was it yesterday? I think it was, that Apple actually has more cash on hand than does ExxonMobil.
No, then the U.S.
And the federal
government
as well. Yeah, right, exactly.
Is that amazing?
It really is. Yeah. So anyway, the price of, you'll see the price going down a little bit. You ought not to think, oh, this, see, that's the psychological side of this. They raise it up to the price has been close to $4 a gallon. Anything off of that, wow, isn't that great?
Huh.
But it isn't that great. It's not that fair. It's not that just. Is it, you know, it's what they think they can get out of you, because psychologically they've cranked it up, and so they knock it off of you, Penny, and you say, wow, isn't this great? It isn't great.
You know, maybe the solution is that Bill Gates should run for president.
That's probably not a bad
If Apple
way.
Has more cash on hand than the U.S. government, they're doing something right. Yeah, let Bill Gates run the country.
He's at Microsoft, Roberta.
Oh, not Bill Gates.
Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs, sorry.
But he's
Steve Jobs.
Dying of
I know, but he's sick.
Cancer.
I know, I know. Well, who's running it for him?
Balsma is the guy at Microsoft. I don't know who was the second banana. Anybody know? 800.
Whoever is. That's...
Who's the second banana at Apple? 800-510-8255. So we're getting you to think today, to work out whatever's needing to be worked out in your life, thinking about energy costs and what they have done to change our lifestyle.
Hmm.
Talk about riding the rails. I was reading a story about a woman who had a car, had a problem with a car, and she's sold the car and now is taking public transportation. Here's another lady who decided to cut her driving costs. She moved to Pasadena, California, into an apartment building that straddles the light rail system.
Ah, okay.
So now she saves herself $210 a month just in gas, plus $290 a month in car payment. And if you know, I know this, exactly where this area is in Pasadena. You can get into the city. You can go pretty much anywhere on the rail system there. High fuel prices have forced a lot of you to question some of the basic assumptions about how you live and where you live and where you work. There was a survey of bankers and realtors, and this is stunning, Roberta. 74% said rising fuel costs are causing them and their clients to consider living closer to the city or where they work.
Mm-hmm.
The gasoline costs have caused a consumer reaction at $4 that $3 gas didn't. Consumers believe these prices are unreasonable, but they may be here to stay, so they're going to change the way they live. Hybrid cars up 25% in the first four months of this year. SUVs down 34%. I'm driving pickup trucks, so I did sell my Rover, but it was more because I just acknowledged, hey, I got all these pickup trucks around. Why am I, turn the Rover into cash? The guy across the street bought it. He loves it. Here's a lady who is a mother of two, lives in Trumbull, Connecticut. Her name is Kristen Carley. She uses the free website DivideTheRide.com. That's something to post. Want to check it out, Roberta? DivideTheRide.com. DivideTheRide.com. Sharing driving duties. This is a national website, and it puts people together all around the country. DivideTheRide.com. This is a huge help.
Very cool.
Yeah, isn't it good? DivideTheRide.com.
Cool.
And I recommend it to everybody because it'll save you money. It is very important for us all to be saving money and be conscious. We now know, we can see what's happening around us. We know how important it is to be fiscally responsible. You got to be careful about what you're doing. It's okay. A lot of employers are offering, even some of them are mandating, four-day work weeks to cut their fuel bills in the, in the businesses.
I think that's a great idea, four-day work week. I think we should go to it, Doug.
You can go to it if you want. I'll be here 6 days a week, thank you. Actually,
no, we work out of our homes.
But. Yeah, right. It's easy for us to do what
we
do.
Yeah.
This is the only radio program that's produced the way that it is in the country, the only radio program that's ever been produced like this, where all of the participants are in different places. It all sounds like most of the people who don't know that we're in different places think we're all in the same room. And it's very interesting that when it does come about, and it hasn't been, I don't think we've been together in the same room for 3 years, all of us together.
And it's very funny because the few times that we are together.
Out of control.
We're out of control.
Out of control.
Because we're having so much fun with each other's company
that the
show just goes to pot, totally.
Here's Gloucester Township in New Jersey. They've closed some of their municipal offices on Friday, saves them $35,000 a year between gas, electric, that sort of thing. Towns can't afford it. A lot of Americans and a lot of people that are responsible in public circumstances, public sectors, are downsizing the cars. And it is important for us to be thinking about this. A lot of people have gone to the AAA to calculate the cost of trips using different scenarios. There are people who find the GPS thing helps them save gas because they get to places in a more direct way. The cost of hybrids going up. But people say it's still, at the end of the day, worth the extra money because we'll save in the long term. The cars will last longer, yada, yada, yada. So it's just, I think, overviewing this sort of thing, it's important for us to realize how people have changed over the last 3 years. This is not just something happening now. It's the last 3 years. Remember 2008, price of gasoline went up to the same place it is now and down again. We see the same things happening. And that's what's so kind of annoying about the reality we find ourselves in. We fell for these suckers, or we were suckers, some of you, Roberta,
mm-hmm.
were suckers. I didn't fall for it, but a lot of people did. Let's face it, all of these people mostly are the same. They make different promises, they have different philosophies, but they're all, they're all the same. And so what do we do to change that? And I go back to the Washington Jefferson business, the analogy there. I'll tell you, one thing I found this week that I haven't seen for a long time in terms of good news, though, the applications for home mortgages last week rose because the interest rates have fallen now back to the lowest level in a couple of years. So as the interest rates go down, there is more money around than there was in 2008. Not a lot more, but there is a little more. And so the Mortgage Bankers Association says that the interest rates have gone down. Excuse me. The problem is a lot of banks are much fussier now.
Yeah, try to get a mortgage.
Right.
It used to be if you were breathing and you can put an X on a page, you got money.
Right. Yeah.
Now people who should be getting mortgages can't.
Right.
you and I.
Yeah, right. You and me. I can't borrow any money.
Yeah.
You can't borrow any money.
There's a bank.
We have lots of assets, but people, you don't fit into this parameter because you work for yourself.
They want nobody who's self-employed, whose assets have anything to do with real estate.
Yeah. Anyway, the fixed 30-year mortgage rates averaging about 4.3% now, down 8 or 9 basis points from the week before. So, again, the good side of it is that mortgage applications have risen. That means, as Roberta just suggested, that there is more cash around because the banks are not lending to people who are in those of you who are self-employed, you know exactly what I'm talking mm-hmm. about. Unless you have a relationship with a small bank like I do, a little Framingham bank here where maybe I can get something. And this is why the markets are melting, in part. You go back to October of 1987, October of 2008. My guess is, though, by October of 2011, things are going to turn around. My gut just tells me that they are going to turn around. But the other side of it is, if you look at all these big institutional investors and how they got out as things went down, and that's what caused it to go down faster. But now they start picking up the pieces and throwing money and stuff because it's a good time to make money. And the one thing that most people can't understand, I'm not an economist, although we've found a new fellow who's going to be an important part of this program, who is a he's kind of a financial philosopher, but he's got a lot of great experience. So we would talk to him about why Standard & Poor's stripped the United States of its AAA rating. There are a lot of people who think, and there's some credibility to this, actually, that the people who are on the board at S&P are very anti-Obama. Mm-hmm. And this became a political play. And so anybody who's got anything to do with the United States, that is any businesses that are heavily involved in, they're being downgraded by Standard & Poor's. I think the Standard & Poor's 500 is the best barometer of what's going on in the economy, that list every day. But I also think that these guys, I think that they have a lot to answer for, because I think you can see, although a lot of people are trying to blame the Tea Party folks, that's nonsense. The real problem is the politics of those who run Standard & Poor's.
That's the problem.
And I think that's why the markets are melting now. I think that it's all about politics, and indiscriminate some of these people. They'll do anything, even if it's something that's as obvious as this. Didn't take you long to figure out what was going on here. Do we deserve to have our credit downgraded? I don't know. I mean, we spend too much money. We don't have it. And it's time for us to fix that problem. And so for that reason, I don't approve. I don't think it's a good thing that our credit rating went down. But the other side of it is that all of this stuff is getting people to look at what really we need to be thinking about. Is the AAA rating what it used to be? No. Do you know that there are only four companies in our entire country who have a AAA rating, Roberta? Four companies.
What are the four? Do you know, Doug?
Have a the triple Microsoft, Johnson & Johnson, ExxonMobil, and Automatic Data Processing. ADP, ExxonMobil, Johnson & Johnson, and Microsoft. The only ones have a AAA rating. That's it. In the whole country. 46 past the hour, and good day.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Hi, lots of important and intelligent information. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. He's our medical expert with interesting, looking at all of this, pretty varied report here this morning, Ken. So let's get to it as quickly as we can. Ken, brought to you by AlloCure. If you want immediate digestive relief, you want to deal with a situation that a lot of people have, why not get the best? You'll call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE after Ken gives you about 60 seconds of reasons to work on soothing your stomach, et cetera, et cetera. You'll want to call 855-879-2563. So let's hear the rationale, Ken.
Doug, so many of us suffer from acid reflux. The acid from our stomach comes back up into our feeding tube, and we suffer with burning sensations in our stomach. Some people even get dizzy with these things. And there's a lot of pills out there. Some are prescribed. Some are over-the-counter. We've heard recently about some potential adverse effects in one of the classes of these drugs. And my opinion is, unless this is a serious life-threatening problem, which it usually isn't, why not first go to a natural solution that's been proven safe and effective in one study after another? And it might even help you keep your weight down. It might even help you sleep better. It's this AlloCure, and I'm recommending it to my patients. It's safe. It's effective. It's been shown to be proven to work in study after study. It can help you improve even your irregularity, reduce your belching, bloating, and gas, even give you healthier skin and nails. And it just naturally relieves heartburn and acid reflux.
Inside your body, outside your body, AlloCure is amazing. The pure juice of the aloe plant extracted for you to ingest. It's a remarkable product, remarkable health benefits. Ken's telling you to try it. Good idea. If you call 855-TRY-ALLOCURE, they will give you a special offer. Just mention Dr. Ken. 855-879-2563. The news about sleep apnea today, one of the most difficult things to understand, I think, the concept of what happens during the problem that people have who have sleep apnea, Ken.
Sleep apnea, Doug, is more than just that amusing, laughable, make fun of you because you snore a bit, but you actually stop breathing while you're sleeping. And, you know, we used to think that this was a nuisance problem. It wasn't too common. Actually, 1 in 4 adult males, 1 in 10 adult women have this. We now know it can increase the risk of circulation problems in the body, such as heart attacks and strokes. It's nothing to minimize, but the...
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves, Warning Signs That Trigger the Deadliest Famines in History. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
Social media, technology, all that good stuff is part of our focus here at 53 past the hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program with our usual visit here, Alex Goldfain. We call him the technology tailor. Would you like to know the best travel tools for your smartphone? We've been talking a lot about you can go to bestfares.com, which is the site that I am connected to because of my friendship with Tom Parsons. But there are a lot of good ones out there, and they're using their apps appropriately. There are a lot of ways. I found somebody sent me an email yesterday about a new site. So they're all over the place. Alex Goldfain sort of goes through the long list and will tell you from his research what he thinks the best travel tool will be for you if you have a smartphone. That's up and coming next year on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble. Real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with Geico along with their car. Geico's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Last week, New York Times technology columnist David Pogue detailed his favorite tech tools for traveling. Interestingly, I personally used nearly all of the items he detailed, so let me tell you about my top travel tech now. First, like Pogue, I don't know how I went anywhere in the past without using TripIt.com. It's a free website and smartphone app that you forward your various travel confirmations to. Flights, hotel reservations, car rentals, and TripIt organizes everything for you and synchronizes it all to your phone so you have everything in one neat, organized place. And again, that's free and stunningly effective. Next, Pogue and I both heavily rely on an iPhone and Android app called Flight Track Pro. It costs $10, and it knows when my flights are late, often before the airlines update their boards in airports. It'll beep my phone when there's a delay, and it synchronizes with TripIt so it knows where I'm going automatically. Again, TripIt.com and Flight Track Pro. Do not travel without them. I'm Alex Goldfain.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision.
Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Find your magic at Macy's Super Saturday Sale with all-day specials Friday and Saturday. Jeffrey Bean and Kenneth Cole Reaction dress shirts and ties, 50% off. Take 65% off all 14-karat gold earrings. Save on Junior Screen Tees, now two for $24. And all nine-piece set ensembles are $99.99. All-day specials Friday and Saturday at Macy's Super Saturday Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? Their incredible selection of Windows laptops. Perfect for your student. Now you don't have to hear.
You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big.
Or
the X key is missing. That's not an important letter.
Or our favorite.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
So go to Staples for powerful and portable laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology. Staples. That was easy.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Interesting that the folks at Visa, I consider this to be good news, whether you think it is or not, I guess I'll leave it to your judgment. Visa, the folks, you know, MasterCard, Visa, trying to move toward a new card technology where embedded computer chips make it nearly impossible to copy or counterfeit the card. That has apparently been something that you see these people that get a hold of the number of your card, and they can make a new card. But if Visa is able to make this work, and you got to figure they ought to be able to do that, right? With technology being the way it is. So I'd say that was good news. Protect your identity, protect your cash, protect what's yours. So that's good. Thank you, Visa. Thank you for participating in this hour. Good day. It's Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.